Hey, Rachel, why don't we get some more news headlines?
We will.
This is NPR.
Democratic Party leaders in Michigan and Florida are looking for ways to have their delegates counted in the Democrats' hotly contested race for the presidential nomination. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Michigan and Florida gambled that breaking national party rules and holding early primaries would win them influence. Instead, their delegates are going uncounted, as neither Senators Hillary Clinton nor Barack Obama have been able to claim the nomination. In Michigan, party leaders say they could hold what's being called a firehouse primary in May or June, where voters would cast ballots in person or via the internet. But first, the idea must be approved by the Clinton and Obama campaigns, as well as state and national party leaders. Clinton has said the delegates elected in January should be counted. She won both primaries. The governors of Florida and Michigan say they won't make their taxpayers pick up the costs of two primaries, and the parties would have to find a way to pay for any do-over elections.
That was Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta. Meantime, in Texas, they're still counting votes. The primary results are in, but a third of the state's delegates are still up for grabs in the Democratic caucus. Hillary Clinton won the primary, but Barack Obama is currently leading the caucus with 56% of the vote. A federal judge says he's determined to resolve a 12-year-old dispute over the government's handling of billions of dollars it has held in trust for American Indians. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis with more.
Judge James Robertson said the same thing in court as he said in his recent 165-page opinion. It's time to bring this matter to a close. A group of Indian tribe members sued the government in 1996 over its handling of monies in the Indian Trust Fund. Robertson has ruled it would be impossible for the government to account for the money it managed in trust. So the question before him is, what is to be done? Robertson said the remedies could include, quote, something to do with money. Government lawyers Wednesday argued the judge is limited in what he can do to give relief to the Indian plaintiffs. But lawyers for the Indians argued the judge has the power to order restitution for the government's handling and mishandling of the trust.
NPR's Libby Lewis reports. And the National Parks officials have flooded the Grand Canyon in an attempt to improve the environment for fish that live there. More than 300,000 gallons of water per second were released from the Glen Canyon Dam into the Colorado River. That's enough to fill the entire Empire State Building in 20 minutes. Officials hope after the flood ends Friday, the water will leave behind sediment and restore sandbars that are essential to native plant and fish species. The canyon has been flooded twice before, in 1996 in 2004. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.